Hello, Odyssey Police. Oh, sure. Hold on. Captain, pick up on line 3.
Hiya.
And hiya to you. What can I be doing for you?
I'm reporting in.
Well, that you are. And reporting in for what?
My probation officer said to check in with you guys when I got into town, so here I am.
Probation officer, eh? Hang on, let me get the right form. Huh. Now, where are you from?
I got out of Campbell County Detention Center a couple of months ago.
Campbell County. And the reason you were there in the first place?
Various things. Arson, for one.
Uh-huh.
But I've been rehabilitated, as they say.
And what is your business in Odyssey?
Visiting. Family and friends.
How nice. And what might your name be?
Richard Maxwell.
Richard Maxwell's back in town. What does he want? Is he up to no good? Find out when today's adventure in Odyssey begins, right after this. And now, Richard Maxwell's adventure in Odyssey.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Whit.
Everything all right?
You and Connie saw Richard Maxwell when you were in Chicago, right?
Uh-huh.
Did he say anything about coming back to Odyssey?
No. Why do you ask?
Well, I was walking down Main Street with Hank, you know.
Yeah?
He's on the city zoning committee. And he was saying how they're clearing away everything where Blaggard's Castle used to be. A new business is coming in. And I have to tell you, just thinking about Blaggard and everything that happened brought back a load of bad memories.
No.
And then, lo and behold, the bus went past and, well, maybe I'm seeing things.
What'd you see, Tom?
I saw Richard Maxwell, that's what I saw, sitting on the bus.
Really?
Really. Unless I'm losing my marbles.
Oh, well, you're not losing your marbles.
Well, you know something about it?
Well, it certainly explains this note I got in the mail this morning. Take a look.
Let's see. Will you meet me at Blaggard's Castle at 2:30? Richard. Chills just went up and down my spine, Whit. What is he up to? What does he want?
Well, I don't know. I guess I won't find out until 2:30.
Well, I don't like it at all. It's nothing but trouble.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe he's...
Look, I know you had some kind of big adventure together in Chicago, and now you're pals, but, well, I'm just saying that I haven't forgotten what he did. Have you? He burned down my barn. Nearly killed my horses. Nearly killed me.
Well, no, Tom, I haven't forgotten.
I don't trust him, and it worries me that he's back in Odyssey. Am I wrong?
Well, I didn't say you were wrong, but he served his time in the detention center. When I saw him in Chicago, I thought he might be, well, different from the experience. Besides, he has a right to come back to Odyssey if he wants to.
And I have a right not to like it. He is up to something.
I'm sorry, Jeff, perhaps I misunderstood you.
Well, some guy named Richard Maxwell was looking all over the campus for you.
Richard Maxwell? Are you positive the name was Richard Maxwell?
That's not a hard name to remember.
Unfortunately, he's a hard person to forget.
Oh, you know him then. What is he, an old friend?
Old friend? Not at all. Do you remember the grade-changing scandal from 2 years back?
Oh, yeah. That's when one of the students took money to change grades on the school's computer.
Precisely. Mr. Richard Maxwell was involved in that scheme, and some innocent people very nearly got hurt, myself included. He misused his position to exploit one of the students here and very nearly had me dismissed from the college.
So what happened?
Fortunately, Maxwell was caught in his own web of deceit. They expelled him, hoisted by his own petard, so to speak. But he went on to other, more dangerous things. He made life quite difficult for us.
Well, why do you think the guy's looking for you now, after all this time?
I couldn't begin to guess. But whatever it is, I'm sure it is soiled and low-limbed.
You mean dirty and underhanded?
Precisely.
Writer's Journal Magazine. That'll be $1.20, Lucy.
There you go. Oh,
thank you, Lucy.
You're welcome. Let's see, where's that article?
Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Richard.
Hiya, kiddo. Oh, I didn't realize it was you. You've grown up.
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd check out the old homestead, see the family, you know.
But I...
You thought I was still in jail. Well, didn't Whit tell you? I got out a couple of months ago. How are you?
I have to go.
Well, actually, I was hoping we could...
Goodbye, Richard.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Richard Maxwell.
I'm telling you, Whit. First, they start working on Blackard's property, and then Maxwell shows up.
Well, I should get going, you know. It's close to 2:30.
I'll be out at the farm if you need me.
Oh, excuse me.
No, no, after you,
Lucille. No, really.
What in the world?
Mr. Whitaker.
Whitaker.
Oh, after you, Lucille.
No, go ahead, Eugene.
Oh, truly, I insist.
It can wait until you finish.
But ladies should always precede gentlemen.
Will somebody tell me what's going on?
Richard Maxwell's back in town. You saw him, Eugene?
Well, I haven't quite seen him, but a reliable source said he was looking for me.
You better talk to them, Tom. I have to go.
Well, he is up to no good.
Tom.
All right, all right. You'll see, Whit.
Well, well, well. Hey, excuse me.
Yeah, what do you want?
What's going on here?
What's it look like? We're sewing dresses? We're tearing down this burnt-out building.
Blackard's Castle.
Well, looks different, eh, Richard?
It sure does. So, you got my note, huh?
Obviously, though even without it, everyone's talking about you being back in town.
Guess you're wondering why I wanted to see you.
Well, I'm not here for the view.
Yeah, well, seeing you and Connie in Chicago gave me some ideas.
Oh, it did, huh? What kind of ideas?
About coming back to Odyssey.
Uh-huh. Is that all?
No. You could say I had some unfinished business here.
Oh, go on.
Well, to be honest, I have this plan, and I need your help.
My help?
Yeah. Will you help me, Mr. Whitaker?
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Before I can promise to help you, Richard, I need to know what you have in mind.
Look, can we take a walk? This noise is getting on my nerves.
Sure.
See, I did a lot of thinking at the detention center, and, well, I want to apologize to the people I hurt.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You don't think it's a good idea?
Well, if you're sincere, I think it's a wonderful idea. Are you sincere?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it if I wasn't sincere.
But tell me, did you only want to say you're sorry, or are you going to ask for their forgiveness?
What's the difference?
Saying you're sorry just lets them know you feel bad for what you did. Doesn't really need an answer, but when you ask for their forgiveness, you're admitting that you need something from them. Their pardon for what you've done.
Sounds tough.
It is, but it shows you really mean it. Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll help you. What do you need from me?
Your advice, mostly. Where do I start?
Well, that depends. Who's on your list?
You, for one.
Oh.
I guess this'll be good practice. I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. I caused you a lot of problems, and I hope you can forgive me.
Well, Richard, I don't really have a choice.
You don't?
Nope. Forgiveness is a big part of what being a Christian is all about. Trying to forgive others in the same way that God forgave me. Yes, I forgive you, Richard.
Thanks.
But you know, I'm not the one you really have to apologize to.
Yeah, I was saving the toughies for later.
Oh, I'm not talking about them either.
Then who?
Well, God.
Oh. He wasn't really on the list.
Yeah, well, he should be at the top.
Yeah, well, I'll have to think about that. Okay if I stay with mere mortals for now?
Well, it's up to you. Who's next on your list?
Nice office. I never saw the inside.
And how did it go with Connie?
Oh, she was great. Cried. Even hugged me. Said some of the same things you did about God and all that.
Mr. Whittaker, have you... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that the... Oh, it's you.
Hello, Eugene.
I heard you were in the greater metropolitan area.
The greater metro. You crack me up, Eugene.
Well, that certainly wasn't my intention. I'm sorry to interrupt. If you'll pardon me...
Wait a minute, Eugene. Richard has something to say to you. Don't you, Richard?
Well, yeah. I guess now is as good a time as any.
Well, to be perfectly frank, actually, I'd rather...
Listen, I'll leave you two alone. I'll see you later, huh?
But Mr. Whittaker,
now, just stay put, Eugene.
Well, Mr. Maxwell, if I may be so frank, I'd like to say that seeing you now is approximately 1.2 million years sooner than I would have preferred.
Gotcha.
But as Mr. Whittaker has requested that I talk to you, I do so. Carry on, Mr. Maxwell.
Will you please stop calling me Mr. Maxwell?
It is far more generous than what I'd prefer to call you. Please say what you wish to say and allow me to return to work.
All right, already. You aren't making this very easy.
Making what easy?
My apology.
You're... Surely you jest.
Surely I don't.
Is this another one of your schemes? Where did I leave my wallet?
I don't blame you if you don't trust me. You may never want to trust me, and I understand that, but I'm serious. I want to make my peace here in Odyssey, and you're part of it, okay? I'm sorry for what happened at the college. I'm sorry for everything I did. Will you accept my apology? Will you forgive me?
What of Nicholas Adamsworth?
I'll talk to him later. So how about it?
Well, perhaps I can accept your apology, but the notion of forgiveness is questionable to me. If to forgive is to forget, then I cannot forgive you, for I will never forget what you did to poor Nicholas or myself. However, if to forgive is to say I will accept your apology without the delusion that we'll somehow become anything more than passing acquaintances, then yes, I suppose I can forgive you under those terms.
Was that a yes?
A conditional yes, yes.
I'll take it.
Because it wasn't locked down, you'll take it.
Odyssey's a beautiful town, isn't it?
Yep. Looks even better when you've been away for a long time.
Well, what are your plans after this?
Let's start over again.
In Odyssey?
I don't know. I guess that depends on what happens. There's no point in staying on in a town where I'm not wanted.
Oh, I think the folks here in Odyssey can
be... Here comes Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, I'm here like you asked, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, thank you. I'll wait right over there, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Whit. I'm glad you came, Lucy.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, I figured.
Mr. Whittaker and my parents thought... What do you want from me, Richard?
You once called me a coward, Lucy. Do you remember in the hospital?
I don't want to remember that. I don't like to think about it. Now, what do you want?
I'm probably still a coward, but I wanted to do at least one thing right in my life. I came to say I'm sorry for hurting you like I did. Not just what happened with the imagination station, but everything. Your heart.
Richard, you used me.
I know.
You lied to me, to everybody.
I'm trying to make up for it.
There are some things you just can't make up for.
Yeah, you're right. So maybe the only thing I can do is apologize, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
Forgive you? I don't know, Richard. I don't know if I can.
Okay. So think about it, all right? Look, don't cry. Lucy.
Don't come near me. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cry. I don't know.
Lucy.
Please, just leave me alone. I'm confused. I can't think about this now. I'm sorry.
Lucy!
She took it harder than I thought.
I guess I can't expect everyone to say yes.
Who's left on your list?
Tom Riley.
Oh. Well, I'll drive you out to his farm.
Tom! Over here, Whit! Hey, you should see the new...
Hiya, Mr. Riley.
What is he doing here, Whit?
Well, I brought him out to...
I don't want him here. He's not welcome.
Now, wait a minute, Tom.
No, sir. Takes a lot of nerve, that's all I can say. Is this another trick, Maxwell? Another scheme?
No.
You see this barn? We had to build it after you burnt down the other.
Tom.
You see those horses? It's only a miracle that they're here now.
Mr. Riley, I...
I want you off my property. Right now. You had no business doing this, Whit.
Now, hear him out, Tom.
He has nothing to say I want to hear.
Let's go, Mr. Whitaker.
Now, wait, Richard, wait. Tom, I know it's hard, but he's here for a good reason. Give him a chance.
I want him out of my barn and off my property. Now.
Come on.
Richard.
Take a hint, will you? This one's no good.
He came to apologize, Tom, to ask your forgiveness.
I don't care what he came for. Now, if you will excuse me, I have work to do.
All right, Tom. If that's how you want it.
I am sorry, Mr. Riley. And I hope you can forgive me one of these days.
Just get out. Get out.
Oh, Tom. Don't take it too hard, Richard. Tom will come around.
Yeah, sure. Listen, can I ask you one more favor?
What?
Would you stop by my house? I want to get my things. Then if you'd take me to the bus station.
You're leaving?
I did what I came here to do.
But what about starting over? What about your new life in Odyssey?
There's no life for me in Odyssey. I was kidding myself to think there ever was.
Richard, I wish you'd take a few days to think about this.
Nah, I don't belong here anymore. Look, I better get on the bus.
Where are you going?
Back to Chicago for now, then who knows? That's the good thing about starting over. You can do it from anywhere. Well,
charter bus
almost anywhere.
To Colorado Springs.
I just wish I could have done it. But... never mind. It doesn't matter.
Time, Richard. Forgiveness takes time for some people.
Yeah, I got that impression.
Mr. Whitaker, Richard, wait.
Lucy.
I called your parents' house, Richard. They said you were here.
Trailhound bus 215 to Chicago, leaving now from gate 2.
That's my bus. What are you doing here, Lucy?
I thought about what you said earlier. I prayed hard and I want you to know that I do forgive you.
You mean it?
Yes. I knew I had to, for everything. You don't have to worry about it.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you.
Hey, buddy, you getting on or what?
Coming.
Richard, maybe you should stick around for a couple more days.
No, it's not right. Some other time. Maybe I'll come back, but not now. Lucy, you don't know what that meant to me.
I think I do. Sort of.
Thanks for everything, Whit. I'm grateful. Once again, you saved my life in more ways than I deserve. Boy, that was poetic. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Richard. God bless.
Bye, Richard.
Bye.
That was a wonderful thing you did, Lucy.
I don't know about that, but it felt like the only thing I could do. It would have hurt more if I hadn't forgiven him. Does that make sense?
It sure does. I just wish everyone understood that.
Come on in, Whit. Door's open.
Is everything all right, Tom?
As good as it can be. Maxwell's gone, I heard.
News travels fast. Tom,
I know what you're gonna say, Whit. But I couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
Well, I believe he was sincerely sorry.
It didn't matter. No matter what he said, I knew I wouldn't be able to forgive him. It's a terrible thing to admit. Leaves a sick feeling in my stomach. But it's true. I can't lie. Not for you or for him.
Nobody wanted you to lie.
I know. I know I should forgive him. But it hurts. Before God, it hurts more than I can say.
Still,
I couldn't do it.
Well, I understand, Tom. But you know as well as I do that sometimes forgiveness is a process. And we have to do it. Not only for the person we must forgive, but for our own sakes. And for Jesus' sake.
I know.
What can I do, Tom? How can I help you?
You can pray with me, Whit. Pray that God will help me to forgive.
Well, you know I will, Tom.
Oh, God, I asked now for you to come to me. I need your strength.
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, in the great passage of Scripture known as the Lord's Prayer, Jesus prayed, "Forgive our sins as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us." I used to think this meant God should forgive our sins because we forgive others. But that's not what Jesus is saying. He's asking God to forgive us of our sins in the same way we forgive others. That's a very serious matter, especially if you're in a situation like Tom Riley faced. If you're having trouble forgiving someone, think about how much God has forgiven you. And know that if you keep on loving God, someday you will be able to forgive. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.